After years of trying to get the so-called heartbeat bill passed, and more than a year after it passed the House, Janet Folger Porter of Faith to Action was giddy after the Senate passed it 21-10.
I've been practicing the soundbite for about 6 years, so allow me to say it now. All glory goes to the God of the impossible. Praise to the name of Jesus.
Ohio Senate President Keith Faber had been a stalwart critic of the heartbeat bill in past years, saying it was unconstitutional. But he says times have changed.
The new president, new Supreme Court justice appointees changed the dynamic and that there was a consensus in our caucus to move forward.
But the heartbeat bill didn't move forward on its own. It was expected the bill could be folded into a measure that would ban abortions past 20 weeks of pregnancy. But in a somewhat surprising move, it was attached to a child abuse bill that had widespread support among Republicans and Democrats. And that's what angered Democratic Senator Charlita Tavares.
It bastardizes the child abuse and neglect bill because it is taking away the safety and security of children, and then at the same time making children who may have had incest or have been raped to have to go through a horrific pregnancy just because of the views of some.
After the Senate passed the plan, it needed to go back to the House for representatives to agree on the change. As House members gathered, supporters of abortion rights protested at the governor's official residence just east of downtown Columbus, where he was entertaining guests.
A veto!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
A veto!
When do we want it?
Now!
A few hours later, the House took up the bill. The debate was emotional as some lawmakers talked about their personal experiences with miscarriages and abortions. Democrat Greta Johnson took issue with the fact that the heartbeat bill doesn't provide exceptions for rape and incest, and she urged lawmakers to put themselves in the shoes of a 12-year-old incest victim.
What would you say to her if you had to look at her and tell her no, that at 12 years old, she will be forced to carry to term a baby that she was impregnated with by her brother?
Republican Representative Jim Beeke says he thought passage of the heartbeat bill would encourage personal responsibility.
What we have here is really a need to give people the incentive to be more responsible so that we reduce unwanted pregnancies. And by the way, the vast majority of abortions are performed on women who were not raped.
After the House passed the legislation 56-39, Republican Speaker Cliff Rosenberger told reporters he realizes opponents of the newly approved abortion ban likely will sue.
I mean, anytime that you have a bill that deals with something in this realm, I think there's always going to be somebody that's going to question the constitutionality, and that there's always going to be a potential for litigation and charge. So we expect that, and so we'll see what happens.
The heartbeat bill won't likely be the only abortion restriction passed during this lame duck session. The House is scheduled to take up another bill today, the previously mentioned 20-week abortion ban. That bill has already passed in the Senate and has the support of Ohio Right to Life. The state's leading anti-abortion organization has long advocated against the heartbeat bill, saying it's unconstitutional, a position also held by pro-choice groups. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.